the 5RJM, the 5GGW.
Yeah, V5GGW, V5RJM, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Randy. But just thought I'd give you a shout, see if you've had time to have a gander at what we sent you. And your your knowledge in whether it's any good or not.
Well, it's a great antenna, but you know, it serves one purpose there. It's for that one, you know, that frequency spread there, 144 to 145. I'm just kind of concerned with that there. Unless you use an antenna tuner, you can get a 2 meter antenna tuner and have it set up there. But, you know, my other concern with that antenna is, like, it's got great specs on it, no doubt about it. But I'm just wondering if it's just too narrow. Like you have to be pretty much on the station there to, with the more bands, you have to be right on the station to actually get it there. So your rotor's got to be, you know, pretty sensitive and be able to, pick up a station there. So it's going to narrow the bandwidth, you know, considerably. Those are my two concerns with that antenna. But it's super, super good, you know, as far as the rest of the specs go and everything else. But if you're going to be transmitting basically on those that band or get an antenna tuner, then by all means, you know, get that antenna. But just so you're aware that this narrow spacing of that with the more directors, like it has, your spacing becomes much narrower, and you have to be pretty much on the station to be able to pick them up. On the side, you'll be able to pick up closer by stations, but the far distance ones, you know, you have to make sure your rotator is you know, will move at small increments to narrow in that that station there when you get it. So, long as you're aware of those things, I say by all means get it. It beats the 13B2 by far, antenna that DX Engineering is selling. And same with the construction of it.